Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back here with you. It's 37 past 12. Just a reminder how it works when Shaletta is on. Shaletta will call the guest maybe, I don't know, 5-6 minutes before, and she'll do what some of us might call the pre-show interview. Now, you might think the pre-show interview is getting someone available to do that. No, she's just talking about herself. She's telling the guest about her, what's going on with her family, how she should get more money, how she should be running the world. I'm going to start taping your conversations with the guests because by the time I get them on, in this case, our friend Matt Brickman, you know, they're drained. They've done an interview already. or normally they've just listened to you.
Yeah, they don't need to talk.
Matt, in that conversation with Shaletta, it was about 5-6 minutes. What percentage of that time were you speaking versus Shaletta was talking?
You know, it's hard to do the math so quickly. It's just nice, Chad, to talk to somebody that actually cares. Mm. When you and I talk, I don't get that all that often.
Whoa. I'm calling to check on you. Make sure you're okay. And very solid shot taken right from the grit go. I mean, accurate.
He's not lying. Yeah. He did not tell a lie.
Normally it's, hey, Matt, you know, what's the weather? Hey, Matt, is the snow really going to be that bad?
Although, I'll be honest, I only had you on like 2 or 3 times in the weather. It was more just most of the time it's to talk nonsense. And it was of the time it was you just were a beacon of sanity when we used to do the noon hit with you either laughing or calling me out in the background. Many times calling me out.
Sanity is one of the more inaccurate descriptions, but I'll take it.
Compared to me, it could be accurate, right? I mean, it's sure. The bar that you compare it to.
But see, when we talk, I'm asking about the kids, the wife, the schools, where they're going to live. I'm trying to get them to go to Harlem, you know, on 116th and 7th. There's a nice little...
He's got a mansion in Connecticut. All the beautiful people. He must be living in Connecticut. Is it Greenwich? Is that the place?
You know, no, I've got a rental house in New Jersey. That's how glamorous we are right now.
Is that where you guys are?
Yeah, when we came out here, I grew up, and now this is where I play into your joke. I grew up in Connecticut.
There we go.
But we didn't know the area, you know, all that well as adults, so we didn't want to just rush in and buy a place or get some crazy expensive apartment in the city. And Shaletta and I were talking about this. We wanted a place with a yard for the kids. So we're like, okay, New Jersey, we can get into the city. Mm-hmm. In under an hour, and we've got a little bit of space, and it still actually kind of feels a bit like Minnesota here. So, that's what we did.
Okay, so remind me your schedule. I thought you told me it was like, was it Wednesday through Sunday? Is that right?
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday. I worked last night after the Sunday night football game and got home around 1 a.m.
So you're at the NBC affiliate. Part of the reason I was drawn to this, and we had talked about it before, but you on Twitter had taken a shot of the folks, I think it was on a Wednesday morning, waiting in line to get tickets for Harry Styles and SNL. I recorded it. I saw the reviews were good. He's been good before, so I will watch it at some point. And then you raised the idea, like, who else would you wait in line for? And then we had some fun. We stole it. We gave you credit. So how about you?
What, you steal something and give somebody credit? That's still stealing.
Oh, I'm not saying. I'm not saying like
he's sharecropping ideas again. That's what he does.
That's what she calls it.
It's sharecropping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I suggest when she first raised that, the first time the phrase sharecropping has been used on The Good Neighbor. I don't think it's been used a heck of a lot. Okay, whether it's music, it's a play, it's something that you would wait hours and hours before. Because I suggested to me, it's got to be an amazing venue, and then maybe some iconic individuals coming together and playing together. Like if it was Springsteen and U2 or something like that. But I'd love that the location was just that fabulous. Because my problem is, Matt, I have the patience of a four-year-old kid. I'm terrible at waiting the lines.
I mean, I could not have imagined doing what these folks did. I mean, some of them were out there a full week ahead of time.
Yes.
In record cold temperatures. I'm a huge sports fan.
Okay.
And if we are doing time machine rules,
yeah,
and you know, just breaking every reason of common sense, if I could have been a fly on the wall in like the practice gym for the 1992 Dream Team,
yeah, that's pretty good.
I think that would be good to see, like Magic's five going against Jordan's five.
Well, that is, just to put context on that, that is one of the legendary scrimmages in basketball history. This is the only Dream Team. We have to stop calling the other one Dream Teams. And that scrimmage did take place where Magic had his four other guys against Jordan's four other guys. NBA TV, and they still run it a lot. You probably have seen it, where it's it's about the Dream Team as whole, and they show like what? Some grainy clips of it that just adds to the mystery about it. Yeah, if you told me a sporting event I could see, that would be in my top five, right? Where
I think that's it. Like, I was such a huge Michael Jordan fan growing up. And to just, you say you're sitting in the corner of the gym and Larry Bird's running around and John Stockton and Karl Malone and Patrick Ewing and Scottie Pippen, and all these guys that I just idolized as kids. I think that would be it. I'd only been thinking of, like, musical acts. And
yeah,
I don't,
that's better.
You know, unless, like, Prince is coming back from the dead and he's doing, you know, one-night-only show that I can sneak into with, like, three of my buddies.
At your house in New Jersey.
And Michael Jackson's going to be there.
And Michael Jackson, yeah. And Elvis.
And Whitney Houston singing back.
Yeah, and yeah. Jesus Christ is in the crowd with you. I mean, let's just keep going.
Yeah, yeah, if we're breaking all the rules, let's go ahead and do that.
Exactly. Our friend Matt Brickman is with us. Okay, so you walk into 30 Rock every day. I mean, when you think about broadcasting iconic locations in America, I mean, isn't that right at the top of the list?
Yeah, I mean, it is for me, and I walk through these doors with the big neon lights that say NBC Studios, and it does hit me every time.
Yeah.
And I'll, you know, it's easy to compartmentalize and say, okay, you know, this is just where the TV station is. I walk in this door, I go through these elevators, I go up to the third floor, and I sit in the Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, I was coming down the elevators on my way to head out to catch the train. And in the elevator bank, I just passed Lorne Michaels.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, right, he has to use these same elevators, too.
Yeah.
He has to show his NBC Universal ID
like you
to get into the same elevator that I do. And, like, I am not one to get starstruck, but you see the guy that created SNL jumping on the same elevator that you just got off of, and I did stop breathing for a moment. That was pretty cool.
It's similar to when you and Jason were in the elevator together at Channel 4?
Yeah!
You know, I haven't caught my breath from seeing Jason that first time. I still struggle.
Matt Brickman with us. Okay, any other big names in news, celebrities, that either you've spotted within the confines of 30 Rock or just working in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area?
I just want to clarify that you are asking me to be name dropping.
Yes.
I am not doing
yes,
this.
Yes, I'm.
Why do you
I'm
think not... you are here?
Well, I mean, at 1:30 when we're recapping the interview, I'll then change and say, you know, out of nowhere, Matt Brickman started dropping names. Okay, who else?
So we've got this show that airs in the middle of our day. Called New York Live. They do it out of the same studio that we do, you know, just a regular newscast out of. So just in the last couple of months, I'll run into Jim Gaffigan or Jesse Eisenberg or Forrest Whitaker was there.
Let's go.
But those are all just kind of like, I see them. My one like celebrity run-in so far was Hoda Kotb.
Oh, sure.
Love Hoda.
Did she have wine with her?
She did not have wine, but let me tell you how sweet she is. A colleague of mine introduced me, and she just put her arms up and like called me in to give her a hug.
Oh.
And I just I walked over like, are we going to hug right now? She's like, yes, we are. She gave me a big hug and was so, so sweet. So
that's how I greet Chad every day.
Yeah, with a knife. Okay, now let's ask you. You know I'm on your team with your fashion sense. Okay, I love your style. I defended it. How has everybody reacted to your unique fashion? Most people, I mean, it's New York City. That should play. I would hope it would. I would hope it's more accepted than here. But any backlash?
You know, it has been toned down. There is a New York look that I keep.
Oh, okay.
Sellout.
Come on.
You a conformist.
Seriously.
You got Dapper Dan in Harlem and you gonna settle?
Listen, I'm trying to keep my job.
Always a good idea.
I am the new guy. I just got here 2 months ago.
He's gotta pay for that place.
I'm not gonna come in and start telling him. Now listen, I was very popular in Minneapolis because I wore sneakers. So I think that's how we do things here. No.
Oh, that's good. All right. I really appreciate it. And your off day, you checking in. I'm glad everything's working out well. We'll change the story completely in an hour that you were just out of nowhere name dropping. It's always a pleasure, sir. Be well, and we'll reach out soon.
Okay. Thanks, Chad. Thanks, Elena.
Our friend Matt Breckman off to a great, successful start in New York City. We wish him only the best. It's 12:49.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.